Winston Yellen leads the band Nightbeds. His roots are in Colorado, but he wrote the music that became Nightbeds' debut in Nashville in a cabin once owned by Johnny Cash. Because the songs were written in that cabin and because their music can be very quiet, the band sometimes gets compared to Bon Iver. We'll start things off with a medley of songs they do together. Faithful Heights leads into the song called Ramona.
When the sorrow comes and you don't know why, climb into my arms, I'll hold you through the night. But in the morning light, we'll be sure to find a kind of love so strong, it will make us cry faithful hearts. I know you get lost sometimes, man. I know you get lost. I know you get lost sometimes, man. I know you get lost. I know you get lost. Whenever you get lost. Whenever you get lost, man, whenever you get lost, hold my hands.
Thank you.
That is the way Country Sleep begins, the debut full-length from Nightbeds, who are our guests today. And just a wonderful fashion to hear the incredible voice of Winston Yellen with that Faithful Heights into Ramona, which is my favorite song of the last 3 weeks, which is, you know, saying something, Winston. That's good.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you.
Your voice is absolutely amazing. Have you always had the complete range that you have?
No, I don't think so. I think I've kind of stumbled into it over the last few years, probably. Didn't really know it was there until, you know, a couple of embarrassing mishaps and kind of figure it out. Yeah.
When did you start writing? Because you've been at this for a while.
I mean, I actually kind of started late. I didn't really start writing. I mean, I started writing really bad songs at like 16, 17, and then Nightbeds kind of started when I turned 18. So about 5 years of tinkering around.
What do you mean Nightbed started? What is that?
I just like formed it with an old friend and kind of just started recording songs at that time. It was never like a band. It was just kind of like go over to his parents' house and work in his basement and, you know, track stuff.
Yeah, I was anxious what you were going to sound like live, because all these interviews I'm reading with you, it's like, well, we played 3 gigs. Well, we're not, you know. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah, I'm not lying. I mean, this is we haven't even played an official show with our new drummer, so this is like new for us too. So it's, yeah.
Now, so those original Nightbed songs were while you were in Colorado Springs.
Yes, sir.
And I've heard about this kind of, you know, 4 month drive around the country in your hatchback kind of thing. Did that happen before you ended up in Nashville, or was that how did that?
It was in between living in Nashville. Like, I lived there and then I left and I came back. So it was just a period of time in between living there.
What was your initial experience in Nashville like?
Fair. Nothing really to write home about. I mean, it was, you know, going to school, working jobs, kind of recording on my free time, and, you know, that it was kind of pretty regular, pretty boring. I unfortunately didn't know any of these guys that I'm playing with now at that time, so it was pretty uneventful stuff.
Well, they certainly make this sound great. I give everybody names. Who's playing?
Yeah, this is Caleb Hickman playing keys, organs, and lap steel. Taylor DeRosa on the drums. And then we have Juan over here on bass pedals and electric guitar. And I'm fumbling through electric guitar as well.
The first song we all heard from the band was Even If We Try. Did people react strongly to it to begin with?
No, I don't think anybody.
Yeah, because it's amazing.
I still don't. I don't. I mean, I think I kind of always say it's like I never really have my finger to the pulse as far as reaction, because I'm kind of removed by choice, just out of fear, I guess. So I don't stay oblivious to most reactions. But I know for a fact my mom likes it. So
well, that's so, you know, you got the positive.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, can you do that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if we try, even if we try to make ourselves all right, to mend our severed lives, while all the rivers rage, descend upon age alone in willowed eaves, I lift my voice to see. Ooh. its wilted winding bones. Come on, Johnny, please, won't you speak to me?
That's nice, that is, even if we try, a live version today from Nightbeds, who are playing live in the Cafe Studios, one from Country Sleep. One of the bands that you see in the list of, you know, who does this remind you of, whatever. Unfortunately, it seems I'm going to present it this way. One of the ones that is presented is Bon Iver.
Right.
And I think part of that comes from this, gosh, we went off in a cabin and wrote these songs. And you did go off in a cabin and write these songs,
yeah.
but it wasn't quite the same hibernation.
His is probably more legitimate. I mean, I feel like I was still pretty, like, going to and fro, you know, running down to Nashville and, you know, sleeping on a friend's couch because I just couldn't take it anymore. You know? So, I mean, like, yeah, I think mine was definitely the wimp, lame version.
Tell me about the place you went.
It's just a house. I mean, I wouldn't even call it a cabin. I mean, I call it a home just being that it was, you know, it was a pre-Civil War home. And that's how, you know, I can kind of just like living in a museum essentially because that's how it was built. You know, everything is from, you know, the 1800s essentially, you know. This guy Braxton Dixon, who's John's best friend, built these houses by hand with like wooden nails and stuff. It's pretty crazy. So it's just like a huge plot of land on a hill that it's like hidden by like this big canopy of trees. You can't see it from the road, and it's a pretty remarkable place.
And Johnny Cash lived there as his main house, or his?
No, this was more his guest house. I think the vision, from what I understand, is that he had all these, Breck built all these houses, you know, with his kids in mind, and, you know, people could kind of coming and staying. And I don't think it ever fully fleshed out, but yeah, I mean, that's, I think, what the dream was, just to have his family kind of all together, you know, when he was off the road with June, and that everybody could have their own kind of house and kind of
a
like
compound.
Kind of like a commune, but yeah.
And how did you set it up? Did you bring in recording equipment or?
Yeah. Basically, one of the producers I worked with, you know, had a studio in Nashville, and we just kind of hauled up a bunch of gear from there, from that studio, and just kind of built our own for a few weeks. So.
When you're in that kind of situation, do you feel pressure like, oh my God, I got it right now that I got this all set up?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. All your fears are fully realized. Yeah.
But it worked out.
That's good.
Now, you mentioned that there were some more things you recorded that didn't make it onto Country Sleep.
Yeah. There was one that kind of came at the end. We were going to try to slip it on, but it kind of felt part of the same family of songs, but it just kind of came a little too late to get it on the record. But yeah, I just call it a B-side, or I'm sure it'll come out at some point, but yeah. It's called Head for the Hills.
Take me back to the heather, claim me, knowing that never will. I'm off into the darkness, out eating by the sandwich herd.
Head for the Hills. We will call it a B-side for now.
Call it a B-side.
Cool song. Very cool.
Thank you.
I could understand why there might have been discussions about leaving that on or taking it
off.
Yeah, a few
of them.
Nightbed's our guest. Winston, thank you so much for coming.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure.
It's a real treat to hear this music from Country Sleep and Beyond. We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.